Welcome. Welcome back if you're rejoining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, joined by my special guest co-host, Tom Paulswitz, one of the most reasonable men in politics, as my colleague Earl Ingram likes to call it. We're discussing in this first hour what actually is censorship, because all of the hubbub and garbage coming out of Donald Trump's mouth is so misleading. Being concerned about the influence of enemies of the United States on social media platforms is not censorship, right?
Right.
The social media platforms are not government-owned platforms, so they can control it or not control it in any way that they wish. And let's be clear about how they're controlling it. They're controlling it to maximize profits. It is why we have entered into the information sewer. You put on top of that irony number one, which is anybody that studies information and social media has basically been able to track, measure, and demonstrate that Elon Musk is now suppressing pro-democracy, pro-democratic party, pro-democratic candidates, pro-progressive sort of content and elevating the hate speech, the MAGAverse, all that nonsense. So he's doing what Trump said they weren't supposed to do. But this time it just benefits Trump. Here's the second thing about this. We now know that Donald Trump, through executive orders and the people that he has installed within executive branch agencies, are now keyword searching and scrubbing content from the government websites and punishing employees who have spoken about certain things. Here's some of the words that have been flagged. Like, there are documents that are like, here are the words to flag and go search the government database for these things. Activism, female, woman, diversity, diverse backgrounds, enhance the diversity, community equity, community diversity, Black and Latinx, Latino, Latina, underrepresented, underappreciated, historically marginalized. I can go on and on. At the CDC, many of my friends in medicine today freaking out because data has disappeared from the CDC websites. This is actual government censorship. This is actually the government suppressing the First Amendment rights of both of its employees and our rights to be informed as a citizenry. Tom, your thoughts about this? I mean, isn't it so important for people to understand that this is happening right now?
Oh, it's happening right before our eyes. And I think the other thing, I mean, you just hit on the CDC. That's our information.
Yes.
Like, we own that information. We as taxpayers have bought that information. We did the studies. That's ours. You can't hide it from us. Right.
And I
understand if you don't
doing,
like
right?
it. Right. But so there should be some legal cause to be able to bring that information back. But you had talked about the words.
Yeah.
And I will tell you two words that are not on that list.
Oh, isn't.
Those are two words that are not on that list. And when you think about what's actually happening, you know, it has nothing to do with DEI. This is not about, you know, the diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's all about they want to remake government into a Christian nationalistic approach.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, this is the way to do it. And you're right. This
by suppressing speech, by trying to suppress ideas, by removing books from libraries, right? Like, these are all versions along the spectrum of censorship and mind control, right? Let's go to the phones. We got a whole bunch of people want to get in on this. Dick from Madison, you're up first, sir. What do you have to say?
Well, real quick, I think we can all agree that he's already dropped some 10 points. I'm talking about Trump. An approval rating. There's a lot of people that are very unhappy, even that voted for him, correct?
Yes.
So there's a block right there. We don't have 4 years to play around with this, in my mind. We need to shoot for 22 months from now in the midterms to make him a lame duck. And I don't want to believe it can't be done because George Bush the Elder had approval ratings of over 90% in 1991 and lost.
And he was a one-termer.
92.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so we can make this guy a lame duck president in 22 months, and I think it behooves us to go that route and not wait any 4 years.
I hear you, Dan.
George, I think that's a great point. My concern is where are we going to be 22 months from now? What will be left?
Well, and I think we have to walk and chew gum. We have to worry about the midterms. We got to worry about the state Supreme Court election on April 1st. We're already in early voting for the primary, which is February 8th. You can check out your ballot. Make sure you're registered at myvote.wi.gov. Please, please, please do that. I just reminded my folks who are snowbirds in Tucson, did you guys sign up for your absentee ballots? They did. I'm very proud of them. They got it done. Check on your neighbors and friends, folks that might be snowbirding. Make sure they're getting their absentee ballots. We can do that, and we have to worry about the harm and the impacts that are going to be felt for many people throughout this country, but will be most acutely harmful for folks that live on the edge, right? Like, that's where it's going. The hurt will be the worst first. It will spread, but it will be the worst hurt first to those that are on the edge. Tom from Jackson, you're up, sir. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Hi. I'd like to talk for like 1 minute about the results of the election, and I've been paying attention closely to it. And one thing I've learned is that every rural county throughout the whole country turned red, every one. And the elections are won not just by how many people vote, but by the districts and stuff, you know, themselves more spread out, and rural makes a difference. And I live in a rural area, and I know most people out here are some sort of Christian, and they are pro-life. And I need to stress that the Democrats are not focusing on that voting block, and they need to finally start paying attention to that voter, the pro-life voter, and to come sort of some sort of middle point with the right on the pro-life issue. Otherwise, there's a chance they'll lose again, just like we did this time.
I think those are great points. Where does all the other stuff, though, come into play? If you vote just on pro-life, what are you willing to put up with, or what are you willing to see happen to this country based on that? You know, if you take that one issue and put it aside, is anything alarming to you at this point?
I'm not saying that I'm not alarmed. I most certainly am. I most certainly am. And I listen to MSNBC and stuff like that. But I'm telling you, as a fact,
yeah,
it's a one-issue thing for many of these people, and it's about time the Democrats realize it, honestly. And they're going to lose again. I mean, it's amazing we lost this time. But
I hear your concern, Tom, and again, I come back to this concept of we got to walk and chew gum and maybe pat our belly and our heads all at the same time. And that is, to me, one of the reasons that I spent an hour yesterday going through Bishop Marianne Buddy's sermon on January 21st, is that she spoke very plainly about the fundamental tenets of Christianity, but that are also the tent poles that help stand up our democracy. And that is, if you are pro-life, then you must agree with me in that we must protect and defend the fundamental dignity of every human being, that we must be honest, that we must tell the truth, and that lastly, we must approach these questions with a deep sense of humility. So I have a respect for people that make a religious decision or a faith-based decision about reproductive freedoms. I'm not going to tell you what your religion tells you, but I will ask you, you claim to be pro-life. Tell me what that means once that fetus is born. Tell me, are you pro-life when it is an immigrant whose only legal infraction is a civil violation? They are not criminals. The Trump press secretary lied. Simply because you are here without legal sanction does not make you a criminal. That is a civil infraction. Do you care about that person? Do you care? Are you pro their life too? Or is it okay to round people up, shackle them, stick them on an airplane that tops 100 degrees, turn the air conditioning off, and listen and allow human beings to roast on an airplane? Is that pro-life too? And I think your point, Tom, is well taken, that we those that care deeply about what I'm going to say, all lives, need to figure out how to talk to people who believe differently than us on a given particular single standalone issue. Because I don't think a lot of Christians are going to be super comfortable with how these things go in these next years.
Well, and just how many people are going to die because we've cut off aid around the world?
Children, specifically, children. Right? Children. Like USAID's one of its major mandates is child hunger and starvation.
But Maggie, I've got a real short story to tell on my first campaign back in 2018. And it was a woman came up to me because she was so deeply disturbed about Donald Trump, but she had always voted Republican. And she said, I am absolutely pro-life. So I really have a hard time voting for a Democrat. So help me understand why I should vote for you. And I told her a story about a nonprofit I had been working with to help them achieve results and get where they wanted to go. And they helped unwed mothers, teenage unwed mothers, who wanted to keep their babies in order to take the baby to full term, and taught them parenting and work with them through age 2 to 3 of that child. And what happened was, is they ran out of funding.
Yep.
Because they couldn't get enough people excited about the idea that of the work they were doing. So when I look at people and I say they're pro-life, what are you actually doing to help people? Or do you just want to see some entity or government say that we're just going to restrict it? So I always like to think, if you're actually pro-life, what are you doing about it? Because I agree with you, Maggie. All those other issues are also pro-life.
Yes.
So if you're going to stick to one, what about the rest? Because the Bible's a really big book.
Folks, that's Tom Paulswitz, my special guest host on today's episode of The Maggie Dawn Show. Join our conversation, a great conversation, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Let's go to the text lines. Jim from Appleton pointing out that Musk rapidly has taken control of the U.S. government. It's time to remind everyone that the leader of Germany in the 1930s was also a foreign national, just as Musk is here. Cam from Appleton saying this: I'm 99% sure the engineers Musk has sent to these agencies are building backdoors into the systems and copying a ton of data. Yeah, freaky.
Absolutely.
Do we trust in the benevolence of our billionaire overlords? Like, that doesn't sound like a good idea.
Nope.
Larry from Deerfield: Musk and Trump know that Hitler did not have a mandate either. And Musk and Trump also know that Hitler was still able to impose his will on a very well-educated majority, some of whom cynically benefited from his authoritarian and autocratic governances in the short run. Absolutely. Mark from Prairie to Sex says this: if speech is now liberated, why can't I use any of George Carlin's banned words on broadcast airwaves? That is a good gosh darn question. And apparently the FCC, like, watch this space. What does the FCC do? Does civic media all of a sudden get, like, microscopically, regulatorily audited? Right? Like, who does the FCC come after? Watch that space. Let's see here. Want to keep going. Amy from Madison: my opinion, this idea of compromising on choice is the worst idea so far. We need to emphasize that we're dealing with class war, not culture war. Stop taking rights away from women. Amy, 100%. I have tried to always frame this in the culture issues, the pro-life of it all. They're very important. Real people are going to be hurt. Women are going to die. Babies are going to be dying. And I mean that because infant mortality goes up when you restrict the freedom to choose. That's weird. You're pro-life, but more women and babies are dying? All of that's important. But the Republicans have so effectively used cultural issues to create false divisions among us. I'm worried about the corruption. It's the money, damn it. It's the billionaire overlord and overlords that are taking control of our government that will help suppress and oppress working people. No more tax cuts for billionaires. Money ain't speech, and corporations aren't people. We continue this great conversation with each and every one of you when we come back. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Do you feel like your speech rights are being harmed by Donald Trump and Elon Musk? More on the Civic Media Network in just a moment.